Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your digital marketing specialist and host, Victoria Smith, the hashtag Natural Marketer, and owner of V Smith Media, a digital marketing company based out of Oakland, Tennessee. This is a guide to help small businesses create a valuable digital footprint affordably. I believe that innovation makes businesses stronger. I strive to provide solutions that help small businesses thrive, and my core foundation is built for growth, simplicity, and value for every business I partner with. Each episode is a new overview of elements that develop a valuable digital footprint for any small business owner. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the psychology of Valentine's Day marketing, decoding hearts and your wallets. 2024 has kicked off as a year where exclusivity is important to many companies, and what holiday caters to that more than the biggest Hallmark holiday of all time? Growing up, I remember trading Valentines with classmates. Then in high school, we were selling chocolate roses. But my biggest memory is the love my grandparents shared. It was always their anniversary, then Valentine's Day. I used to joke with my grandpa, saying, "Was that intentional, or were you just being cheap? He always laughed because it was actually a triple whammy for him because my grandma's birthday was the same week. He was never cheap in my eyes. He always showed his love no matter if it was Valentine's Day, their anniversary, or their birthday. She was beyond loved by him. Rest in peace, Grandma Bobby and Gramps Jack John. Beyond that, looking back on my life, I was never a fan of the holiday because I was always the friend who was single until I met my now husband in college. He has always been on point when it comes to the day, but he knows I could care less about it. I would rather watch Netflix and chill with him over anything. But like me, many other women felt as though the day was all about traditional love. And in 2011, 1-800-Flowers launched their Galentine's Day campaign that forever changed how America celebrates this Hallmark holiday. How do you spend your Valentine's Day? Drop me a comment. Marketing is the driver of Valentine's Day, and in 2024, that's no different. The day dives into the emotions and the motivation of social pressure and belonging because some are triggered by the desire to connect and fit in. It also reminds us of FOMO. For the older generation listening, that's the fear of missing out. So to capitalize, this brand should choose alternate narratives around self-love, platonic relationships, and focusing on experiences, not possessions. The best thing for any marketing professional building a campaign will be to reach the customers is a target, the right emotions with the messages aligned and visuals with specific emotion. And most importantly, be authentic because the one stereotypical portrayal of love can get you canceled these days. Since Valentine's Day already happened, I figured I'd share my favorite Valentine's commercials of 2024. I picked my top three commercials, and here they are. My number three is Harry and David. Number two is Lindt chocolates. My favorite goes to Cadbury. It's literally the only ad on YouTube I didn't skip because I was like, WTF is the Pentagon doing now? As a marketer, you always look at the trends and what will play out in the year. This year's trends, we're shifting focus beyond romantic love. While traditionally Valentine's Day has been all about romantic love, this year there's a growing trend of celebrating love in all forms. People are showing appreciation for friends, family, pets, and even themselves with gifts and gestures of affection. This is a reflection in the rise of the Galentine's Day celebrations, where groups of friends get together to celebrate their platonic love. It's also been about experience over things. Consumers are increasingly opting for experience-based gifts over traditional material possessions. This could be anything from a weekend getaway to taking a cooking class or a couple's massage. The focus is on creating lasting memories and shared experiences. It's also about unique and personalized gifts. People who are still looking at possessions are looking for gifts that are unique and personalized rather than the generic and mass-produced. This could be anything from a handwritten letter to a custom mace piece of jewelry. The emphasis is on showing that you put thought and effort into it. Sustainable and ethical choices. Consumers are becoming more conscious of the impact of their purchases have made in the environment and society. This is leading to a rise in demand of sustainable and ethical Valentine's Day gifts, such as fair trade chocolate or locally made crafts. Another area is DIY crafts and decorations. There's a growing trend of people making their own Valentine's Day decorations and gifts. This is a fun and affordable way to personalize your celebration and show your loved ones you care. Always celebrating love at home. With many people still cautious about going out due to the pandemic, there's a trend of celebrating Valentine's Day at home. This could involve cooking, a romantic dinner, having a movie night, or playing games together. And of course, how can we forget the tech-savvy gifts? Technology is playing an increasingly important role in Valentine's Day celebrations. This year, popular tech-savvy gifts include smart speakers, virtual reality experiences, or subscriptions to streaming services. So if the trends are moving away from possessions to experience, is Valentine's Day considered a Hallmark holiday anymore? For my younger audience, who doesn't know what a Hallmark holiday is, a term used to describe holidays that are perceived as a primary existing for commercial purposes, rather commemorating a traditionally or historically significant event. The name comes from the Hallmark Greeting Card Company, which is often associated with these types of holidays. Here are some of the key characteristics of what a traditional Hallmark holiday is. They focus on gift giving and spending. These holidays are often a very large emphasis on buying and exchanging gifts, which can drive sales for businesses. Their more recent and less established Hallmark holidays tend to be lower creations compared to traditional holidays with deep historical cultural roots. They're not tied to major religious or cultural traditions. They often lack strong connections to religious practices or established cultural celebrations. And they're often being criticized as commercialized. Some people argue that Hallmark holidays are overemphasis commercialism and materialism, detracting from their deeper meaning and purpose. Some examples of the most commonly cited Hallmark holidays include, as we know it, Valentine's Day. Number 2, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, Sweetest Day, and Boss's Day. How many of you actually buy gift cards for the, or gifts, Hallmark cards or anything for those holidays anymore? It is important to note that not everyone agrees on which holidays deserve the Hallmark label. Ultimately, the deception of this holiday as a commercialized can be subjective and depend on individual perspectives and cultural context. Here's some additional points to consider about Hallmark holidays. While some criticize Hallmark holidays as purely commercial, others appreciate them as opportunities to celebrate loved ones and express affection, hence Hallmark greeting cards. The line between tradition and commercialism can be blurry, and even deeply rooted holidays often involve some level of consumer spending. Recognizing the commercial aspects of holidays doesn't negate their potential for genuine emotional connection and meaningful celebrations. For me, as a marketer, Hallmark has been replaced by the National Day celebrations because anyone can earmark their own day. Take Stassi from Vanderpump Rules, who claimed OOT Day, which is merely outfit of the day, and also her birthday. She grew in popularity in the Top Bravo show, Vanderpump Rules, before she was booted off after allegations of racial indifference as a castmate. She still has tremendous following after her 2 books came out and she has gone on tour. And of course, social media has driven the use of National Day celebrations as well, setting traditional holiday celebrations out of the limelight. More people often acknowledging things like National Dog Day, World Prayer Day, and even a National Hot Dog Day, which is of course the 4th of July, and began with a Nathan's hot dog eating contest. No matter how you view Valentine's Day, for the retail industry, it's still a top contender as far as consumer spends go. Valentine's spending is of course one of the top spending holidays. In 2023, U.S. consumers spent a total of $25.9 billion on Valentine's Day, an increase of 8.4% percent from 2022, and the second highest recorded annual expenditure, just shy of $27.4 billion spent in 2020. In 2022, spending reached $23.9 billion, marking a year-over-year increase and showing a bounce back from the pandemic-influenced dip in 2021. 2021, which the pandemic affected spending, leading to a decrease to $21.8 billion, a 20% drop from 2020. Pre-pandemic, between 2017 and 2020, spending generally increased year-over-year, with 2020 reaching a record high. Of these years, the breakdown of spending shows around 52% goes towards gifts for partners. 30% is spent on gifts for other family members like children and parents. And the remaining 18% covers dining, entertainment, and other expenses. The National Retail Federation predicts $25.8 billion in total spending, which would be on par with 2023. The NRF predicted that in January 24 that the average spend would be $185.81 per person, an 8% increase from the past 5 years, adjusted for inflation, of course. And that spending on partners would be recording $14.2 billion, averaging $101.84 per person. While total spending might remain flat, slightly increased, fewer people are expected to celebrate compared to 2023. Spending on partners is projected at a new high, indicating a focus on romantic relationships this year. It's not hard to believe spending would be higher. Prices are higher, services are higher, and well, let's be honest, everything is higher. Just kidding, but seriously. Looking back on Valentine's Day, marketing over the years, these campaigns stand out to me as one of the ones that made a general impact on generations. I'm going to go from oldest to newest. De Beers, a diamond is forever campaign. The slogan cemented diamonds as the ultimate symbol of love and revolutionized Valentine's Day gifting. Obviously, Hallmark helps everyone say I love you from 1913. Hallmark popularized Valentine's Day greetings and sensationalized expressions, shaping holiday traditions forever. Hershey Kisses, give kisses for the one you love from the 1920s. This campaign associated Hershey's with romance, creating a lasting connection between candy and Valentine's Day. But of course, how can we forget M&M's? Melts in your mouth, not in your hands, 1954. This playful jingle featured a couple sharing M&M's on a park bench, seamlessly integrated the product into a Valentine's Day narrative, creating a lasting association of the two. The campaign that reimagined Valentine's Day is Who Could Forget 1-800-Flowers Galentine's Day promotion from 2011. This campaign popularized celebrating female friendships on February 13th, acknowledging and catering to diverse expressions of love and connection. Now Galentine's Day is a tradition among all Gen X, Y, and Z, because self-love is better than real love. As a marketer, the holiday has come to an end, but start planning early. Build anticipation by teasing your Valentine's Day campaigns for next year weeks in advance. Leverage email marketing, social media teasers, and early bird discounts to generate excitement for those who sell products. Remember, the key to successful Valentine's Day marketing is to be creative, cater to diverse audiences, and offer a seamless customer experience. By implementing these tips, you can set a brand up for success next year. Here are some additional tips you can consider. Craft a compelling narrative and content and connect with emotions. Go beyond the cliche. Don't just focus on romantic love. Expand your reach by celebrating self-love, platonic love, Galentine's Day, or even pet appreciation. Tell a story. Craft a marketing campaign that tells a story, evokes emotions, resonates with the target audience. And this could be a love story, a humorous take on gift giving, or a message about self-care. But always remember to personalize your approach. Use segmentation and personalization to tailor your messages and offer different customer groups. This shows you understand their needs and makes your marketing more relevant to them. Always remember to leverage social media and influencer ambassador marketing. Creating engaging content for Valentine's Day themed content like gift guides, DIY ideas, love quotes, or user-generated content runs through running contests, giveaways, and polls to encourage interaction on social media. Partner with influencers. Collaboration with influencers who align with your brand and target audience. They can promote your products and services authentically to allow their followers increasing brands and trust. Use relevant hashtags. Utilize popular Valentine's Day hashtags to increase the reach of your content and attract new customers. The National Retail Federation State of Retail and the Consumer event in March 2024 might shed light on specific holiday predictions, but right now the NRF has guarded positivity. While holiday spending in 2023 was strong, experts predict a more cautious approach in 2024 due to economic headwinds. Uneven inflation and personal interest rates might impact consumer spending power, and the presidential election with uncertainty surrounding the upcoming election could influence spender habits. Despite this, certain holidays are likely to remain top spenders. Always, of course, Christmas, the undisputed champion, bolstered by strong 2023 holiday spending trends. Thanksgiving comes in second, growing popular gift-giving alongside traditional celebrations' contributions to higher spending. Hanukkah, overlapping the Thanksgiving Christmas, it's the tradition of gift-giving. It's a significant spending period for the Jewish holiday. Mother's Day and Easter. And with these holidays' emerging trends surrounding sustainability, personalization, and omnichannel shopping, consumers are increasingly demanding eco-friendly options, impacting spending choices. While retailers are offering personalized experience and products might capture more spending, and seamless integration of online and offline shopping will attract more customers to your brand. Are you ready to take charge of your profit this year and utilize the NRF trends to reach a broader audience? Shoot me a comment and tell me where you focus your efforts this year. Well, guys, that's all I have for this glorious Valentine's Day. Love and light to all of you. I'm going to grab my candy hearts now and send my hubby a meme to show some love. Thanks for listening and exploring these marketing trends with me. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on social media. I have so much more coming this year. But before I go, I wanted to share some exciting news that has just surfaced this past week for me. As you may know, I have been in the advertising and marketing industry for over 20 years, with various positions. I am excited to share that V. Smith Media is the official marketing partner for Trim Radio Network, a growing digital radio network that cuts the bull and serves the truth. Of course, it began with the mission to have a platform for veteran, spiritual, and honest voices, has now emerged as the next generation of talk radio. The mission of the network is to provide a platform for all voices for all topics, as long as you do it with class, dignity, and respect. My first official task with the network was to deliver a video stream platform that not only shares the voices for the network, but brings the host to life in a video-driven world. I look forward to taking this podcast to the next level and utilizing that platform soon. But in the meantime, I will continue doing it here and will always do it here. Thank you for joining me this Valentine's Day. If you missed any part of this episode, please visit thenaturalmarketerpodcast.com to start it from the beginning or replay it on Trim Radio this Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at trimradio.com or on their Android app you can get from their website. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to the next one. And until next time, thank you so much.